Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
I was asking about serial objectors and whether that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a major problem. As I say, we're 10 years waiting for planning permission in Innes, and what we've found is that obviously a serial objector who coincidentally, because he's objecting on environmental grounds, who object to our last application there, gets paid by the Department of the Environment. So he has nothing to lose.
Obviously,
so,
I don't have that information to hand to verify.
That's all right, Joe. That's okay. You can check it out. But at any rate, it's a major problem. And I'm glad to see that the government are taking action on you know, serial objectors and people looking for money to withdraw their objections. So that's, I think, new law now, as far as I'm aware, it has gone through the door. Okay. So that's something to look forward to.
And you have a budget wish list as well, and that includes VAT.
Yeah, well, look, as I say, after the COVID, it took businesses quite a while to kind of re-establish themselves and reconnect again. And the VAT issue, it was one of those things. And it's not just, as I say, it's just that the cost of doing business, and whether it's the reintroduction of the VAT, which is always going to happen, but they all came together basically at the end of last year. So it was wage increases, VAT reintroduction, energy costs, food costs, rates, insurance, etc. And all these things combined has a big effect on business. And it's caused quite a few businesses to close. I don't know how many across the country, but I know in the region of 300 restaurants and coffee shops have closed right across the country. I'm not sure in relation to other businesses what has happened to that. But it's mostly the hospitality and retail businesses that have been affected. And those overheads, as I say, added about 12 to 15% of turnover costs. Now, you can't put up prices to cover all that, because just people aren't prepared to pay for it. And as I say as well, you know, consumer spending is tightening because the cost of living has gone so high for everybody. Mm. They haven't got that spare money to spend. So, as I say, I requested the government, and I'm sure I'm not going to get too much heat on it, to kind of drop the 4.5% and introduce it over a 2 or 3 year period again, so that businesses have a chance to recover and a chance to get established again.
Okay, I spoke to Owen Reedy, the General Secretary of ICTU, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, last week on the show, and he said that some of these complaints about increased costs for employers were exaggerated.
Well, let them come and work with any small business across the country. And he can see for himself. You know, I think our tourism numbers are down this year as well. And all these things, as I say, have an effect. But it's quite, ask any small business person across the country, how things have been affected after COVID. And I think they'll tell you the same story. So, as I say, it's only when you're in the heat of the situation that you realise the what's happening. But as I say, it's mostly affecting small businesses. Larger businesses, to a large degree, can cover themselves and are better prepared and better fixed to compete.
Okay. Pat, thank you so much for joining us, and apologies for the technical gremlins which affected us earlier on. That is Pat McDonough, the restaurateur, hotelier and fuel salesman, the man who put Mac in Supermax.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.